This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Rich Sheban will be back next week. He is, I think he's busy putting up signs. Posting signs along the perimeter of his property reminding people that there's no double standard, that everyone will be treated the same. No double standard for the top 7%. They're going to have to be treated the same way we are. So Rich Sheban will be back next week. With us today is my very dear friend, and I don't use that term lightly, Steve Elkins. He's an ICU nurse. He's an ER nurse, and he has 27 years of experience. Welcome, Steve Elkins.
Hey, good morning, Vincent. You know, I have to admit something. I gave you full credit. I'm not sure. You will have to talk after the show's over what I owe you, but in compensation. But I did reinstitute my. I didn't say New Year's resolution, but I did say I'm going to up it again this year. But I am going to increase my intolerance. And I gave you full credit for that. On Sunday and on John's show last night, and John just loved that. Increase your intolerance. push back real hard in 2020. Push back real hard.
Yeah, you're talking about John Stadtmiller, the owner of Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to thank John because he takes USA Prepares, tape delayed, and rebroadcasts it the next day. So this broadcast will be available on Republic Broadcasting tomorrow at 6 a.m. through 8 a.m. Central Time. So we open the day for Republic Broadcasting. USA Prepares opens the day. Steve, I sent you an email, and I didn't really want to talk about corruption, but there's some things that are just, I can't stand it. So I sent you version 5 of of this email, and I'd like to just read a message from the MPD, and this is from Chief Lawrence Batiste. He is the chief of police for Mobile, Alabama, or Mobile, Alabama. And he says, the headline of this webpage for the police department, the Mobile Police Department, is making Mobile the safest city in America with respect for everyone. And there's a message from the chief. Welcome to our online home. Making Mobile, or Mobile, whichever you want to say it, the safest city in America with respect for everyone isn't just a slogan. It's a promise. We strive to keep our promise by providing fair and equal law enforcement to all citizens. Our commitment runs deep with innovations that focus on the safety of our community. We work with community panels to examine our tactics, making sure that they are acceptable to the neighborhoods we serve. We have mutual respect guidelines for citizens and police officers to follow, which are part of the training for new officers and in-field training for veteran officers. And we connect with youth programs and services that help them avoid involvement in criminal activity. That's just part of what he says. Sounds great, doesn't it? Well, here's the rest of the story. Fox10TV.com. MPD, Mobile Police Department, apologizes for viral homeless quilt. A social media post. So what these two officers did, who are not named, their identity is hidden, what these two guys did was they took cardboard box tops that were written in by hand, you know, by people who are homeless asking for things. And I can't read them because it's too small in the picture to read what these cardboard signs said. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, it's like 15 or 20 of these signs, all taped together with clear tape, and they call it a quilt. And these two cops are standing against a white wall, and they have the blue police flag. That's the flag that has the dark gray black American flag with the blue line running through it. You know, Blue Lives Matter, that kind of flag. And it says, Mobile, Alabama. Social media post by Mobile police officers featuring a photo and text that says that some mock homeless people. This resulted in an apology by the chief of police. This photo was on Facebook. So the accompanying text to the post says, "Wanna." This is police speak for, well, it's in place of English. Here's what they say. Quote, "Wanna, W-A-N-N-A. Wanna wish everybody in the 4th Precinct a Merry Christmas, especially our captain. Hope you enjoy our homeless quilt. Sincerely, Panhandler Patrol," end quote. So, Steve, did you have a chance to look at any of that to see?
I did. I saw that last night when it came up on my pop-up. I saw it. Pretty tasteless.
So these are the guys who say they're delivering on the promise, making Mobile the safest city in America with respect for anyone. What is your take on that? Do you have the same visceral reaction that I have?
You know, I saw that. I just thought it was tasteless. And I have seen over the years, and it's interesting because I've taken note of what panhandlers or the homeless have used for signs, different excuses. It's amazing what they've... There's a certain feel that they want to put out on that little sign, that piece of cardboard, and tweak your heartstrings to, you know, to open up your wallet. And I've seen the oddest things of people saying on their little boards, they're holding their little boards. Usually there's always "God bless" because they like to go after the religious because, well, you know, they're pretty easy to get money out of sometimes, the religious people. You know, always say "God bless," and if you also put on there "you're a veteran," that seems to help quite a bit too. But when I saw that pop up yesterday, I thought, well, that's pretty tasteless, and that's uncalled for. And, I'm not sure what kind of problem homelessness is in Mobile, Alabama. I mean, it's California. It's terrible. And it's just very insensitive. It's not, you've got a problem here. And I've talked about this before, because California, where I came from, has a huge, huge problem. It's just growing leaps and bounds on the homeless. And Governor Gavin Newsom, I call him Gavin Nuisance, is pointing the finger at Donald Trump. It's his fault why he has so many homeless. Well, you know, Donald Trump's talking about the economy being so robust and so good. I don't believe that. I've talked about that before. But aside of that, he's blaming Donald Trump for something that is growing in his city, but forgetting that California is a sanctuary city, sanctuary state now. I first started with, Santa Rosa, because I fought those people pretty hard at the town council. And they laughed at me, basically. I'm surprised I wasn't let out in handcuffs on this one. But I fought them, and I fought them, and I finally said, that's it. When they became a sanctuary city in the state, later on decided to become a sanctuary state, I knew that the time was over. I could not beat these people, and I had to retreat. Economic reasons, I decided to leave, sell at the high, and leave the state. But I think it shows no taste, a lack of character, a lot of things. Having a sign like that, it's not addressing their problem. And right now Donald Trump's having a little beef with Gavin Newsom. Newsom's blaming him, and Donald Trump's coming back, firing back, and saying, you know, if you can't handle it because you're doing such a rotten job on the problem, it's growing. Why don't you allow the feds come in? I'll come in and we'll clean that up. Well, we know what that means. That means throwing a lot of money, billions and billions of dollars, at a problem they actually really have never dissected and figured out. Who are these people, Vincent? Who are these people? What are their conditions? Why are they homeless? Are they drug addicts? Are they mentally ill? Are they alcoholics? There are many, many stories of these people, why they are there. Nobody seems to know. Nobody seems to do their homework to find out, why are these people there? What's their condition? What brought them there? And so, you know, the typical government solution is throw money at a problem. And I have yet to find any examples where government throwing money at a problem has solved a problem. Creates commerce, it's that, you know, and some people make a lot of money out of it, but it never solves the problem. And so a bottom line is, it was a tasteless act. Somebody should be called on the carpet for that. I'm not sure how far to take that, but it was a no-class move.
Okay, a couple comments. Government, you're right, they throw money at what appears to be a problem. But that's not the first thing they do. The first thing they do is they hire consultants to study the problem. So they throw money toward consultants.
Right.
Yes, task force, committees, hire consultants, out-of-town type consultants. And I was one of those guys. I was a consultant for governments, city government and state government. And let's see.
Did they listen
and county
to you?
Governments.
Did they listen to you?
I really
you
was.
Did they listen to you?
Yes, they. Yeah, absolutely they did. And everything that I recommended, they implemented. Every single thing. But that was almost 30 years ago. You know, when government was different, government wasn't trying to line their pockets as much. They had real problems, and they wanted real solutions. And I provided real solutions. I mean, I literally built systems to solve the problems. I didn't want to get into it, but, you know, I did. So when we talk about government, first of all, they waste a lot of money. Now, government used to be populated by people who I think were hired to keep them off the street. People who really don't have a lot of initiative, people who don't really have a lot of inspiration to do things. They don't start things. They're just there to put in their time and retire. So, you know, you put enough people like that together, they really don't want to do too much. They just want to get paid and retire. You mentioned the people who have these signs. We don't know who they are. We really don't. I mean, I have not spent the time to, you know, park my car, you know, walk three blocks to stand on the corner with them and talk to them. I have not done that. But I think I will. Now, if these guys are perpetrating fraud, if they've got, you know, a nice SUV parked a block away and, you know, they roll their wheelchair to their corner, you know, the one that they've claimed, and then they sit in there and say, help a vet, two starving children, you know, please help, God bless, praise the Lord. You know, if they're earning $50,000 by begging and they're perpetrating a fraud, I think the cops could do something different. I think the cops could investigate. I think the cops could, if they find that they are perpetrating a fraud, arrest them, prosecute them.
Well, I've actually caught those before, Vincent.
And clean
this
up.
I've mm-hmm. caught those scam artists before.
And they should be arrested.
Somewhere else. Yeah, they should be. Correct.
Right. And what should the city be doing? Like Mobile, Alabama? They should be figuring out how to help the homeless. Okay. What is the problem? Is it education? I'll bet a lot of it's education. I'll bet a lot of it's marital strife. I'll bet a lot of it started with the Clintonistas when they sent the jobs to China. Steve Elkins, and I'll be right back.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us, and if you'd like to find him on Republic Broadcasting, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can look at the schedule. He's on Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. in the evening, Central Time. So here's a thought for the Mobile, Alabama government. The cops are not named. The cops who perpetrated this failure to, or this breach of the public trust, they're not named. They need to be named because they're being paid with taxpayer money.
That's correct.
So name the cops, fire the cops, remove the police chief, the police training officer, the desk sergeant, the managing sergeant, and the cops who breached the public trust. Now, why do I say that? When I taught a class in the Commonwealth of Virginia, it was an elective. You did not have to take my class. Only those who wanted to. Just like no one has to be a cop. They elect to be a cop. And they're compensated for it. Well, in my class, my students had to wear the uniform. I provided the shirt. It was an embroidered shirt. And to match the shirt, they would wear khaki slacks, a belt, and shoes. And the belt and shoes would match each other, and they'd be coordinated with the khaki slacks and the plum-colored, knitted, embroidered shirt that I provided. That was the uniform. Why? Because we were selling computers that were about $1,000. Lower than anybody else would provide them. We'd provide the training, and the students had to look, act, and be the part. I didn't want them with pants falling down, or pink hair, or blue hair, or green hair. They couldn't wear jewelry. It was very strict. And there was a code of conduct, and they signed it. They signed that they agreed to the code of conduct, just as I signed to agree to the terms of employment when I worked for companies and corporations and Fortune 100 types. I agreed to their terms. It was their show. I was a guest, right? A paid guest. A paid employee. Well, in this code of conduct that I wrote, and the each student signed, along with the student's parents, they all signed it. Mom, dad, and the student, or the guardian and the student, or mom and the student, or dad and the student, or whoever it was that ran that household, that person and the student, and I all signed this agreement. And it said that the student would behave in accordance with our code of conduct in and outside of class. And if a student did something that was outside of our code of conduct, they would be terminated, removed, and thrown out of class. As simple as that. You violate good conduct, you violate good behavior, you shoplift at a store, you get caught, you're out. Even though it had nothing to do with the classroom activities per se. But what it did do is it tarnished the reputation of my class. Steve, your comments.
Yeah, there's a lot of times there's a moral clause. I know definitely teachers, they in education, they follow. There's a moral clause, and you have to, you have to live by the clause. I mean, you can't you can't have a teacher who's teaching your children on the side on the weekends dancing at a strip bar. You know, there's a thing called moral clause, and that's what you're talking about there. And I agree with that 100%. We need to raise the bar. And the problem is the bar is being lowered and lowered each year. If you've noticed, everything seems to go. There's a new philosophy out there. If it feels good, do it. And I'm a little tired of it. That's why I mentioned your increase your intolerance. Now, the people that are forcing these agendas on us, they have a lot of moxie. A lot of moxie. And they have a lot of push. And they have a lot of money behind them. People like George Soros. But what I'm suggesting is that we need to triple the moxie that these people have and push back very, very hard. And it's not discriminating. It's simply trying to save America. It's save our culture, save our history. These people are trying to erase everything and rewrite history and to their liking. And they change the rules as they go along. They keep adding on more and more. And if you say yes to this, and there's a word that's been thrown around for many, many years, and I knew it was going to be a problem. I told people they would start on the churches. The word is, it begins with a T, it's called tolerance. And that's how they would break the ice with show some tolerance for other people and other ways and other lifestyles. I knew that was going to be an albatross around our necks.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Angered by deadly U.S. airstrikes on Iraq and Syria on Sunday, some Iraqi Shiite militia supporters have now encircled the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, some of them setting fire to a reception area, protesters attacking the compound, shouting anti-American slogans. Omar Ali is a reporter in the vicinity.
The Iraqi government requested the protesters to leave the area in front of the embassy, but it seems to me right now in front of me there is no one listening. people sitting in the tents right now and requesting the embassy to leave immediately.
A man who used a machete to break into a rabbi's home Saturday night and stab five people now faces 11 charges, including five hate crime charges that have just been added to the previous six. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're take my... When you go... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Steve Elkins is with us, and we're going to be talking about medicine probably on the next hour. But, Steve, I'm looking at an American flag, and there's only one American flag. It's specific dimensions, and it's a rectangle. It has 50 stars that are white on a blue rectangular field, and then there are 13 stripes, red and white, and they relate and represent the 13 original colonies. That is the American flag, period. Period. Now, the police have their own versions of these flags. They have what looks to be an American flag with the stars and the stripes, except it's mostly black.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? So the field where the stars populate, it's a black field with white stars. And then there are black and white stripes, except for one horizontal blue stripe in the middle. and it is joined on both sides by black stripes. So there's black stripes, and a blue stripe is in the middle. Now, there's another version of that, which is the American flag, which has stripes replaced with black, two black stripes and a blue stripe. And then there's another one that says duty, honor, courage, which is, you know, the black field with the white stars and the blue line. And then there's another one that's all black except for a blue line. Then there's another one that is black and white, but has one red stripe and one blue stripe. So, and then there's another one with a skull. It's a blue line flag, you know, black field with a skull. I wonder what that's supposed to mean. Then there's another one that's just like that, that has a canine footprint on it. Then there's some other ones that say police lives matter. There's another one that says blue lives matter. But these are what appear to be American flags, but they're black, mostly, with blue lines. Now, I object to that. When, to me, if this is a government corporation office, they can have, it's okay with me if they have the American flag, that's fine. If they want to have the state flag, that's fine. If they have a county flag, that's fine. If they have a city flag, that's fine. Period. That's it. But this particular police department has on the wall, it looks like it's painted, or it's a decal. The blue line flag on the wall. They're saying we're different, we're special. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because every 4th of July when I do my show, I talk about flag etiquette. And I can't tell you how many times I see a witness violations in the American flag of how you're supposed to present the American flag. It actually comes with your flag. If you buy a flag, it'll tell you proper flag etiquette. And I see it violated all the time, especially in sporting arenas when they drape themselves with the American flag over them. It's never supposed to touch the body. It's not supposed to be mixed with sweat. The symbol that we look up to, the American flag, is not being upheld, and nobody seems to be pointing a finger at proper flag etiquette. I see flags that are destroyed. They should be destroyed, and they're in tatters. It's amazing what I see: people wearing a shirt made out of a flag, underwear made out of flag. The flag is not taken serious as a symbol of this country, this great country. I see it all the time in violation. It flies all night. If it flies all night, it has to have actually lights on them to show the flag. There's just so many violations with the flag itself, and especially with the sporting people. I just get so angry when I see the Olympics, and they're actually told not to do this, but they don't care. I don't know what's going on with the attitude of people, but you tell them these are the rules. You cannot take the flag. You cannot go around this. You can hold it up in the air on the pole to walk, you know, to march around the stadium or to run with it, but you are not to take it and drape it over your shoulders or around you like a blanket. Forbidden. And people just don't seem to care, and there's nobody to enforce the rule of the standards of the flag itself. It's quite embarrassing. Just the other week or two ago, there was a guy who was thrown in prison for a hate crime for burning a gay flag, a rainbow flag. He's going to prison for 7 years, I think it is. But you can burn an American flag, and nobody seems to care about that. That's okay. That's freedom of speech. He burned a gay rainbow flag, and he goes to prison. We were talking about standards and morality here, and that the word tolerance has been chipping away. It was used to break down our defense and to lower our standards and to bring acceptability and things we normally wouldn't bring acceptability to. We'd say, no, I have my belief set, I have my morality, and I'm not going to cave on these things. So I predicted this long ago, Vincent, long ago. With Ellen DeGeneres, I said, once she got kicked off for coming out of the closet, she'll be back in the next 5-6 years. She'll be stronger than ever. The movement will grow and grow and grow, and I was absolutely right. and looking at all the programming on TV, and that's exactly what it is, programming. Look at all the comedies you have there to break down your guard. Will and Grace, making my list here, I've got a list of stuff here. Big Bang Theory, Elton John, looking at entertainers, glamorizing the lifestyle to break down your defense. Yeah, you got Elton John, you got Modern Family, Big Bang Theory, Will and Grace, all these gay comedies. And that was that's purposeful, very purposeful to break down your guard and bring more acceptability on something you normally wouldn't bring acceptability to.
Agreed. And so I'm going to use a word that I would not normally use, but I'm going to use it. And I looked it up. And it's the bastardization of the American flag. That's what this is. That's what this blue stripe flag is. To me, it says, we're different from you guys, and you're going to listen to us. We're going to do whatever we want. And you know, in Missouri, there's a law that is absolutely unacceptable. It is against the law to resist an illegal arrest in Missouri. Now think about that, class. That's one of the things that absolutely needs to be changed. So the police come and they say, you're under arrest. And you go, what? Now you've resisted arrest. So now they arrest you and you've resisted arrest. That's here in Missouri. So we have clothing, as you mentioned, shirts, ties, jackets, underwear, scarves, with the representation of the American flag, and it is absolutely wrong. Clothing should never represent the American flag. That's what I was taught, and I agree with that. It's absolutely wrong. Let's talk a little bit more about what these guys are doing. They are literally, did they all chip in and buy that flag or have the guy painted on the wall? Did they use our money to do it or did they use theirs? I'm pretty sure they used ours.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've talked about the thin blue line flag. Let's talk about this other problem. There was a guy who happened to be a cop in Kansas. And he went into McDonald's, and he got a cup of coffee. He paid for it, so the article says. He paid for his cup of coffee, and then he claimed that the person who prepared his coffee wrote, starting with the letter F, and then three more letters, and then the word ING, and then the word pig, on the side of the coffee cup. So he took a photo of it, and he blamed the vulgar message on his drive-through server. So the police chief was kind of frosted, but he said, you know, in so many words, well, we can't blame McDonald's for, you know, the corporation for what one person, one server did. Can't do that. What's the real story? The real story is, quote, this is from dailymail.co.uk. The 23-year-old officer resigned on Monday after admitting to making up a story that McDonald's drive-thru employee wrote blanking pig on his coffee cup. The officer claimed he received the cup with the expletive written on it as he went through the McDonald's drive-thru in Junction City, Kansas on Saturday. His outraged Harrington Police Chief Brian Hornaday immediately took to Facebook to slam McDonald's and demand that McDonald's take action. McDonald's disputed the allegations and revealed on Monday that they had security video that proved none of the employees wrote the words, effing pig. The police chief, who has since deleted his Facebook post, later backtracked and confirmed that the officer lied about the entire incident. He called it a black eye on law enforcement and also called the incident an obvious violation of the public's trust. Now, has that cop been fired? I don't think so. Why not? Has the police chief been fired? Why not? Has the mayor resigned? Why not? Has the training officer been fired? Why not? Okay. So here we're told, oh, you know, if you're ever in trouble, you go see these guys in blue. Well, they're not in blue anymore. They're in black. and that is the field of the thin line blue flag, black. Who are these people? You know, in the 1930s, there were a bunch of guys that wore black uniforms, and they had death head skulls on them. And they were led by a ruthless criminal by the name of Heinrich Himmler. Heinrich Himmler? Himmler, with an H. Yeah. And what'd they do? They beat people up and killed them. Ruthless. Is that what we're trying to emulate? Is that what these guys are doing? So this particular cop, what does he have on? Well, he's a pretty big boy. The police chief, they show a picture of the police chief, and he's an imposing guy. He's got a hoodie sweatshirt, you know, the kind that black people are not supposed to wear. He's got one of those on, and it has the blue line flag. Yeah, right over the heart, you know. And then he has a hat with the blue line flag. That's the police chief. Any comments, Steve?
Yeah, the question I have, the guy who actually wrote that on his own cup, and that's like what Jesse Smollett did, claimed to be race crimes, race hate crimes. Was he black, by chance? Just curious.
The cop? I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just curious.
I don't think so. I don't think so because I see a hand of someone holding this cup, and the hand is white. But you don't see any more than
that. Is that it seems that when people of color do stuff like this, they play the race card and they keep their jobs. That's the reason I wonder if he still has his job. It's probably because he's playing the race card. Even though he did it himself, he somehow has used the race card to keep his job, and he should be fired. No doubt about it. He should totally be fired. I'm prosecuted. Not only fired, but prosecuted.
Right. He damaged the reputation of McDonald's. Now, when we come back, let's talk about, let's hypothesize. So what would happen if it weren't found out by McDonald's security tape that the employees didn't do this? The cop must have done it on his own, okay? So what would happen if the cops believed that this was perpetrated by a McDonald's employee? Let's talk about that. What would the traffic
compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil? We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com. Or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking about the thin blue line, and so what I see in front of me is a picture, an image on the internet, if you want to see it, dailymail.co.uk, and so the Kansas police officer has resigned, admitting to making up the story that a McDonald's drive-thru employee wrote the word blanking police on his coffee cup. And if you look at the picture, you'll see this guy holding the coffee cup, and most of the image, I would say a good 70% of the image, is this coffee cup with the words on it, blanking pig. Okay, and then in the background is a roller chair, you know, not the kind that you would buy for your house because it looks too expensive. And the floor is a hard surface floor, so that the rolling casters on this chair could slide around. And you see what looks like government-style cabinetry. So it looks like the picture was taken in a police station or a police department or an office of the police. So the guy who fabricated this story said it was... It was a joke. It was a joke. And, and the officer is not expected to face criminal charges. Why? And here's, Steve, tell me if you think that this might make sense. So outside that McDonald's, let's say it was believed by the police and the general GDP that McDonald's actually had one of their employees write that on the cup. Okay? Do you think that it'd be possible that the police department would set up, you know, radar in front of the McDonald's so people would say, geez, let me get out of here. I don't want to slow down. I don't want to go to McDonald's. I want to get out of here and, you know, drive customers away from McDonald's. Do you think that's possible? I do.
Oh, I'm sure they would drive away. But, you know, I'm glad you mentioned this because there's another strategy here also. Now, this may not be that case, but it could be. But, and I've seen it with restaurants. It's called corporate. It's basically corporate sabotage. And I've seen it with restaurants where somebody will go in and put something in and taint the lettuce or something with E. coli or something. And then you got a looks like there's a pattern of bacteria, E. coli in the salad bar or this and that. And then they sue, or basically they hold it over the head of the restaurant, basically of the corporation to get a payoff, or they drive down the stock price through this incident that they actually created themselves, drive down the stock price, and then there's somebody on the other end who's buying up all the stock that's going to rebound in some, if it's a strong corporation, it'll rebound at some point, but the profits will be huge. It's a corporate sabotage.
Yeah,
we're talking about...
Yeah.
Not that this one was.
Slide.
This one here was, there was an agenda here, and there's nothing funny about that. He had a mission. He had a goal of doing something. I don't know what it was. Creating some division between the people, I assume, for a motive for something he had planned, in that area. But, you know, if why he wasn't fired is beyond me.
It says he resigned. It says he resigned. So he probably was told, you got 3 seconds.
Okay.
You want to be fired or do you want to resign? Pick one.
Yeah.
They shouldn't even give him that.
They shouldn't get the resignation because then he can go somewhere else and start over. He should have that on his record, being fired for it.
Okay.
And prosecuted.
So here's another story. So, headline, Zero Hedge. City tells church it will lose religious designation because it shelters homeless people. Earlier this week, on Christmas Eve, an order from the city of Cleveland was posted on the door of Denison Avenue United Church of Christ, demanding that they kick out homeless people that they've been allowing to sleep on their property or face losing their status with the city as a religious organization. Okay, so here we have a church picking up the slack, trying to help people who are homeless, letting them sleep there, and the city says, you're going to have to kick them out, or you're going to lose your status with the city, tax exempt, right? Okay, so who's the mayor? Well, his name is Mayor Jackson. I called him yesterday, and it seemed like nobody was home. Nobody was home at City Hall in Cleveland. So I just called during the break, and I got a gal, and she was all bubbly and happy until I said, you know about this story? She said, no. So I'd like to talk to the mayor. Okay, I can. You know, she was taken aback by the fact. I said, oh, I'm going to talk about this on the radio, and I'd like Mayor Jackson to come on the air with me and talk about this. It's like, they know they're going to get a black eye. They know. They heard it in my voice. I was very calm. I let them know that we're going to go far and wide with this. And so Mayor Jackson, you know, he's the mayor of Cleveland. And in his city, well, under his administration, he probably thinks it's his city. It's their city. But he wants to kick the homeless out of this church. Now, it's not up to him. But what he said, they use the fire department. That's the new thing. Use the fire department. And they say, well, geez, you know, you're going to need to update the building and you're going to need to get the required permits and licenses and, you know, to designate this as a homeless shelter. Why? No, it's not a homeless shelter. It's a church that is taking care of the homeless right now.
Exactly.
I can't stand what government has done. And this is what made America lousy.
I agree.
We've got a caller on hold, and so, Jason, if you could answer the call, I'd appreciate it. And Steve and I are going to be right back, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of medical questions that I have. And if you'd like to ask some of Steve, feel free to give us a call, and that number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And what are some of these questions? Treating ulcer wounds, silver-infused bandages, the importance of iodine. What do fingernails tell us, you know, when they're brittle? Why did doctors look into our eyes and our eyelids? What's the most common but serious disease that can be easily prevented? And have you seen cancer clusters? We'll be right back.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.